This is a selection from my own book called Nowhere to Hide, Why Kids with LD and ADHD Hate School and What We Can Do About It. The Decline of Shira G. 11-year-old Shira is sitting across from me. I'm trying to help her understand the results of the neuropsychological evaluation that I completed with her the week before. We have spent 6 hours together over the past 2 weeks, and this is her opportunity to learn what our collaborative effort as co-investigators has yielded. I start by going over the results of the IQ test, the cornerstone of my comprehensive evaluation. I explain that this test, and the many others I had given her, helped me understand the ways in which she is smart. I explain to Shira that her verbal intelligence, probably the most predictive of success in a rigorous academic environment, is extremely high. Attempting to paint a word picture for her, I say, if we lined up 100 kids who took this test, only 3 would have done as well or better than you. All the others would have done less well. I go on. This testing confirmed for me what I thought when we met 2 weeks ago and I listened to you tell me about how things were going in school. I showed her a graph that shows the gap between most of her scores and those in the average range. These results tell me that you're a very smart kid. Then she lowers her eyes and asks the question that opens the door for me to explain the rest of the evaluation results. The question that so many kids with LD have asked me over the years. If I'm so smart, then why do I always feel so stupid?